Now, as for stage and screenplay, I didn't hear anybody interested in that, but I'll talk about that briefly. I have been working in the past 2 years on a feature-length film that I wrote and then directed, and have now been in the process of editing. It is a collaborative art form, unlike any of the, you know, you can sit down and write a poem, write a novel, write a short story, and there's very little interaction necessary. Perhaps at the end you'll have an editor. I mean, hopefully you'll have an editor because he'll give you a little perspective. But it's not like a play or a screenplay where there are hundreds of moving parts. And that can be a double-edged sword. It can be a wonderful experience to interact with different people and enrich your text. Or it can be something that you might not be able to handle. It gets out of control as other people are contributing and your vision's going away. So it's something that's very particular. If you feel like you can't do that, you shouldn't even start with the screenplay, because it's once after a certain point, it's just going to leave your hands, and you know.
What kind of theme do you like?
The movie that I wrote was actually, I would consider it a romantic comedy art film. I won't get into details now because it would take me 20 minutes to explain it. But after class, if you're interested, we can definitely talk about it.
And how will you
write a group after class?
How will you distribute it?
That is
market it.
Well, the way that I wrote it was in a series of 20 vignettes that add up to a feature-length film. So the idea is combining the narrative structure and typical arc of feature-length film with the... have you ever heard of the term viral video? It's a concept that exists on the internet where you'll have just a crazy concept that might last 3 minutes, but it's a hit, and you know millions of people watch it. So combining that idea of narrative length, feature length film with the viral video aspect, I made
kind of like a YouTube.
Yes, YouTube, like YouTube. Yeah. So I made a series of 20 so that they can be individually watched, or if you decide to pursue it as a whole piece, you can watch it as a whole piece. So I'm going to be submitting it to festivals.
Great.
Yeah, and then I will be also distributing it online, and hopefully one or two scenes will really appeal to people, and then they'll go back and watch the whole thing.
Great.
That's the idea. So it is the medium of our time, you know, kind of like plays were the medium of Shakespeare's time. You know, it's the mass.
That fools you, mortals.
Yes. It's the mass culture form. And formatting is crucial. That is, if you wanted to submit a screenplay to be potentially bought and made, you need to know how to frame, you know, interior, kitchen, daytime, whatever, and then everything the formatting has to be proper. Otherwise, people are not going to be interested in reading it. Unless you want to make it yourself, you know, the whole film yourself, then you can write it however you want. But
yeah.